Marcia Hines there with Fire and Rain. Queensland-based Palette member Melinda Hammond recently interviewed American-Australian entertainer Marcia Hines, who moved to Australia in the 1970s and has carved out a wonderful career on stage, in musicals, on television and in live concert performance. She used to be one of the stars of the Airlie Beach Festival of Music in November. Melinda asked her about her life and her music.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio. I have the wonderful Marcia Hines with me today. Hello, Marcia.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Now, Marcia is off to the 2018 Festival of Music in our beautiful, beautiful Whitsundays in North Queensland, here in Australia. Marcia, I believe you've been there once before, so you know what to expect.
Yeah, I kind of came in, went in and ran out, but this time hopefully I'll get to see something. Hopefully, fingers crossed, yeah.
For all our listeners overseas, the Whitsundays is of iconic beauty, I would say, and Marcia is, I think, would you have to be the lead in the Festival of Music up there in November?
I'm not totally sure, but, you know, look, there's so many other acts. We're all leads because it's all about the festival, if you get my drift, yeah?
I love it. I love it. Now, Marcia has 22 albums, 15 top singles, an ARIA at the Hall of Fame induction, membership of the Order of Australia, and the list goes on. Marcia, I remember you back from the olden days when you played in Jesus Christ Superstar, Hair, and there was one more, wasn't there?
Yeah, I think Jerry's Girls, was it? I think. I'm not sure. Look, I've done some, you know, done a bit of theatre, so, which is always a great thing for me because that's how I started, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, everybody. If you're heading up to the Whitsundays, it's a cross-generational thing because my daughters know you from, is it Australian Idol?
Yes.
Yeah. What's in store for us when we head up that way to be with you?
Well, you know, fingers crossed, a really good time, you know. The guys in my band and I, we really love what we're doing at the moment, you know, and we've got like this, like a bit of a disco show, you know, and everything old is new again, as you know, Melinda. So we're just doing some really cool songs. I sort of talk a little bit, not much. I'm not really there to talk. And a bit of dancing and some good music.
Yeah, now that's the most interesting thing of all, Marcia, and everybody. I was dancing around my lounge room today showing my daughters my moves back from the olden days, but I didn't know they were disco. And nowadays you're performing along alongside the likes of Smash Mouth, Killing Heidi, and the likes of artists that my children know very well.
Yeah. You know, like I said, everything old is new again. And, you know, I just look, it's all about the music, really, Melinda, at the end of the day, you know, and everybody brings something different to the table. So that's what I really dig about festivals like this.
If we don't want to go, we're going to miss out an awful lot, I'm sure. Now, some of Marcia's more famous songs that you may recognise are You, Fire and Rain, Something's Missing, I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. As you can see, it was a wonderful trip down memory lane for me this morning. Yeah. And heading back up there, you've just come off a tour, an APA Good Times tour, with John Paul mm-hmm. Young, Brian Cadd, Leo Sayer, Russell Morris. You must have the best life.
I have a busy life. But look, it was so wonderful to do that tour with those guys because, strangely enough, in this industry, you don't really get much time to hang with everybody because you're always saying hi and goodbye either at a television station, a radio station, or an airport. And for me to have, you know, to hang with those guys for like a month was just incredible. We had many laughs and great times on stage. And at one point when we were in Melbourne, Daryl Braithwaite and Molly came on stage, and that was just so cool to have those guys on stage with us, you know. So it was a very memorable tour, I must say.
Yeah, and I think that's going to happen again this time because you're up there with Frankie J. Holden and the Ted Mulry Gang. I haven't heard of the Ted Mulry Gang in years.
No, nor have I. So, I mean, I just think it's good. Like I said, yeah, I've looked at the rundown and it's really good and eclectic and there's something there for everybody, and that's what a good festival should be, I think.
Yeah. Now, everyone, the Whitsundays has some wonderful islands up there, very well known for Hayman Island, Hamilton Island. But Airlie Beach itself has become quite the hub. And there's lots to do on the mainland as well. Now, this is a three-day event. How often are you on the stage there? Just the once, or are you around the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Linda, just once. We do our thing, and then we'll fly out and probably head someplace else. But I'm looking forward to it because I've seen the venue, and it's most impressive, you know, where they hold the festival. That tent is like, wow.
Yeah. Now, it's a tent beside the water is what came through on the press release, everybody. But there's nothing like a tent beside the water at Airlie Beach, and you can overlook the bay there, and you've got the wonderful boats and sunsets. It's all very romantic. Now, I should imagine you've played with the Sydney Philharmonica Choir. You've been all over the world with your show Velvet. There's so much. If I delved into your background, we'd be here all day. To go to North Queensland and the Whitsundays, you've been playing gigs now, since 1970, I believe, here in Australia.
You
must have some stories to tell as you've travelled around the place.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, all really, like I said earlier about the Appia Tour, just great memories, you know. There's nothing nicer than making music with fellow musicians. And also, you know, it's not my work, it's my passion. It's the one thing that I just adore doing, and that's why I continue to do it.
Yeah, and you're held up as an inspiration to young women everywhere as you constantly reinvent yourself and your energy. As I said, I danced around my lounge room today for about 15 minutes and I had to stop and have a coffee break.
That's very funny. A great way to exercise the old dancing, you know, especially the disco dancing. There's nothing better, you know.
Yeah, disco I'm still not sure of. I know you for your beautiful soul music. I can remember listening to you in theatre restaurants. I remember John English. To get up there and see how the younger generation respond to you. I know my daughter's here today. They were just blown away by your voice. My youngest daughter, who's a bit of a muso, was going, "Where did this woman come from? Her voice is amazing." And I said, "Well, let's sit down and talk about that." There can't be many people who haven't heard of you, I would have thought.
Oh, well, that I wouldn't know. But, you know, like I've been around for a while, you know, and as I said earlier, I intend to stay around, God willing, for a while longer because I really do dig what I do. So,
and it's cool. And now here are everybody. You can get your tickets from the Airlie Beach Festival of Music.com.au. Tash Wheeler up there at Tourism Whitsundays will look after you very well. If you had a favourite song that you want us to play on Travel Writers Radio today, Marcia, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. You mean from my whole catalog?
From your whole catalog.
I'll probably say the first song I ever recorded because, and that was Fire and Rain by James Taylor. I did a cover of that and it did very well in the very beginning of my career. And I think it's important that you remember where you come from, you know, and I can still hear how nervous I was in it and all that really good stuff. And it's still one of my favorite songs, not to mention that I've always had the huge crush on James Taylor, you know. So, yeah, it's just one of those really great songs.
There you go. How beautiful, everybody. I think you can sit back and listen to Fire and Rain. I'm sure we can find a copy of that somewhere. Remember, 64 years of age, still the most amazing woman. I'm allowed to have a fangirl crush now, apparently. Thank you, Marcia. And I will practice my disco moves and see if I can get a little bit fitter. Sit back and listen.
Well, actually, that was Melinda Hammond speaking with Marcia Hines. So we did play Fire and Rain prior to the interview, which is what we do. Anyway, Marcia will perform at the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, November 9, 10 and 11. More information, go to www.airliebeachfestivalofmusic. It's all one word. airliebeachfestivalofmusic.com.au. And that was Melinda Hammond. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on J Air 87.8 FM.